You are now listening to The Confession Box, where sinners are celebrated.
Every Sunday with Father Creed and Sister Barry.
Sinners can send in their confessions via our socials or email at theconfessionboxpod@gmail.com.
We welcome you to our fucking iconic congregation. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Confession Box Pod.
If you enjoy this episode, please rate, follow, subscribe and share.
Now go forth and eat, pray, slay. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back to The Confession Box.
It's Father Creed.
And Sister Barry.
That started very abruptly. We're very sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Reese treated to the asked, are we ready? And it's like, I don't know, I'm kind of running out of steam.
And then I just went, recording in progress.
Okay, let's go. Let's just
This is our third episode we're filming because Brianna is
booked and fucking busy.
Truly.
To be quite honest.
Brianna's getting that 1-1 degree out here.
I'm getting that 1-1 degree if it kills me, honest to God. And if I don't, it will kill me. Like, that'll be the end.
So, we do actually have guests coming up, though, hopefully.
We do.
Soon. And
when Brianna finishes her assignments and has brain space.
Literally. So, what are we doing now, Bri?
If you could, you know, it's like shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Okay.
But this is more hypothetical situations.
Okay.
If you could make your mind a place, what would it be like?
Oh, Jesus, my mind.
Mine is like a beautiful beach in Hawaii. Like, lots of white sand, gorgeous turquoise ocean, palm trees, coconuts and pineapples. Smells like Sol de Janeiro.
Mine is like the complete opposite to yours.
Really?
I would want a busy, bustling city with like designer shops, cute coffee shops.
He really said Cannes, south of France.
No, not Cannes. I want like New York. Like, you know, like Paris vibes.
Okay.
That's what I would love. And like everyone is all dressed beautifully and everyone's going to like cool parties and everyone's just having such a good time drinking like mimosas of a 10 o'clock of a Tuesday.
Yeah, like, see, mine, there's not another soul there but me.
Oh, see, I... I always think about those people that are like living in like a cottage, like by themselves in like the middle of nowhere. I would kill myself. Like, I would.
Why are you talking about my dreams in such a rude way?
Like, I would not be able. I need, like, that's why I think COVID took so much out of me, because I was cracking up. I was like, I need to be talking to people at all times.
Yeah, the extroverts really struggled.
Like, I struggle because, like, I am such a ringer. Like, I ring people when I feel like I really want to talk to them.
Yeah. I think you just love, like, you need human interaction, whereas I'm okay by myself.
No, but I need human interaction
to live. A cottage in the middle of nowhere, I'd be okay with.
I would truly die.
I have my limits. My mind is the opposite to yours.
Like, yeah, no, completely. We're serene. Wired completely differently. Like,
serene. I might go on a holiday to your place and go, nope, too busy for me. Thank you.
Like, I remember, like, when I used to live in Cardiff, like, my friend Amy would be like, I'm not going in now on Saturday morning. I'd be like, of course I'm going in on Saturday morning. I'd be like, going in, like, bustling through the shop. I fucking love when places are like packed and busy, and like I'd sit outside like coffee shops and just look at people going up and down the whole day. I love that. That's my dream.
Like, yeah, I get you. If you could have a personal mascot, what or who would it be?
Okay.
Like a personal mascot. So like, do you know in like Lizzie McGuire, how she has her little cartoon?
I'd have a little cartoon me.
Or like, you know, you have like in Harry Potter, your Patronus, your animal.
Oh, Jesus, my Patronus would be like a parrot because it wouldn't shut the fuck up.
A budgie.
like truly.
No, I could see a parrot being your mascot, to be quite honest. Just repeating everything you say, but in a parrot voice, that would be kind of iconic.
What?
Might get you a parrot. John, Reese, your next birthday, I'm going to get you a parrot. You'll never be fucking lonely again.
Just oh my God, no. Do you know what I would have? I'd have a Jasper the doll of me. Feral me.
That is traumatic.
What was
your personal mascot? See, when I was younger, it would have been like Angelina Ballerina. I was obsessed with that little rat. Obsessed. But now that I'm, you know, 26 this year, and that's not really normal. I think it would just be Duchess. I think Duchess is my mascot.
Yeah, Louis is kind of mine.
But like, if she could speak, and if she was pure like Joanna Lumley, you know, I could imagine Duchess as like a cartoon dog who like talks a bit like a mix of Julie Andrews and Joanna Lumley.
Yeah, like Louis is very much so like Gen Z, like
if Louis had like a voice,
it would be me.
Would it just be you?
I think it would just be me. It would be like, because he's so spoiled. Like, he literally gets up in the morning and everything is done for him. And he's like, and he gives no thanks for it either. He's literally like, yeah, you're supposed to be doing this. You did bring me into the family.
Honestly, it's giving Mark from Ugly Betty.
Oh, that is Louis.
That is, yeah.
I see Louis is a gay man.
Louis is a gay dog.
He is. Like, no, actually, no. He's actually not. Sorry, take that back. He does...
We won't assume.
He does be Mountain Young once, like.
Yeah.
He does be given Jax from Love Island energy.
Week next.
No, he is a little prince, so.
The dogs are our mascots, essentially. Always. But we are also the dog's mascot.
Yeah, true, to be fair.
No way. Mindfuck. If you could have everyone in the world suddenly stop moving, like frozen in time, except for you, what would you do? This reminds me of the movie Click. Do you ever see that?
Oh, yeah.
And he like pauses the world and just like slaps people and like farts in their face.
I would so get like someone.
You'd get revenge on that one.
I'd get revenge. I'd so like shave someone's head or something.
You'd like shave their eyebrows off.
Girls' eyebrows, they frame the face. That would be the worst thing to shave off. Oh, I would. I would. I'd shave off. I'd also maybe like strip them naked in the middle of a city or something.
Just like, just cause.
Just cause. Yeah, fuck you. Hate you.
I would probably like go into, I don't know, a Swiss bank, block off all the cameras, shut down security. So nobody
that was
knows
so
me.
Intelligent. Sorry, why did I not think of
you shave off Ivers revenge?
Yeah, sorry. I went
strip him naked in the street. I would go into a Swiss bank, funds to my account, or like an offshore account, so they could, like something that they couldn't track, and just like give me a shit ton of money.
I'd raid Brown Thomas girls.
See, that was my first thought. Go into BTs, cover up the cameras, do a big fucking haul. But a Swiss bank gives you all the money that you could just fucking buy the Brown Thomases.
True.
You could be the owners of Brown Thomas. You could literally buy whatever the fuck you want. You'd be Elon Musking that life. Doing whatever the fuck you want. You could go to space if you wanted to. Do you know what I mean?
That is very true. Yeah.
Swiss bank. But obviously, I need the world to be paused for quite a long time.
So, Brianna really showed like that she's smart and that I just am such a petty bitch.
I said, get that bag.
The intelligence popped out of Brianna. I said, fuck that bitch.
I would literally, John, if I could like pause it indefinitely, like just pause it, I'd have a fucking great time. I really would. I would teach myself so many things. I'd learn how to fly a plane. I would literally get on that plane. I can already drive. I would get to wherever I needed to go, do whatever I needed to do, and just enjoy my life. No questions asked. No financial burden. There you go.
There you go.
Entrepreneur.
Girl boss.
Fucking genius, honest to God. Next question is, if you could invent a flavor of ice cream, what would it be? Can I just give a shout out to Murphy's ice cream right now? Gone to Murphy's?
Brown bread
the
ice
brown
cream.
Bread ice cream and the sea salt ice cream. Stunning. The two of those mixed together is the best combination. It makes me want to Irish dance. It makes me want to like become a mascot for Ireland.
No, I love
Nothing it. Nothing makes me feel more Irish than Murphy's ice cream.
And Brenna, sorry, can I just say that made me so proud of you. The fact
You're
that you
welcome.
Just said that. That really made my little Irish heart burst with joy. Thank you.
Your
Thank
little
you,
Irish tree.
Thank you, Murphy's.
Thank you,
what
Murphy's.
I have is an ice cream.
And especially when they're wearing the paddy caps, handing out samples. Fuck me up. I am all in there. That's the business.
She said, nationalist. Anyways.
Six counties, throw them back, sure.
Oh, I don't know. I'd really love... Oh, this is so rotten.
That wouldn't be what I invent, though. Do you know what I mean?
I'd love...
That's just one I love.
I'd love tiring ice cream.
You're vile. You'd mix all of your hangover cure into one ice cream. The actual...
Chicken hot gravy ice cream. Stun.
Essentially diarrhea is what I'm hearing. that is
no,
disgusting.
Okay, no, right. Park chicken hot
Let's
gravy.
Just call it E. coli ice cream.
No, park chicken hot gravy ice cream, but Lucozade orange ice cream would be stun.
Would that not be just like a Solero though?
No, if you
you
were
need the
able to
fizziness.
get the fizz into it, like there was almost a sherbet topping.
So essentially, an orange sherbet.
Almost, but
almost.
also what I would
with the tiring flavor.
I think tiring flavor ice cream is kind of a revolution.
That the sound of it gives me heartburn.
No, but like, imagine the sweet with the spicy with the that would be stunning.
I'm gonna let you have that because
okay,
I'm gonna bet with is gonna be worse.
What?
Meanies flavored ice cream.
You sick and twisted individual.
I fucking love a packet of meanies.
I despise meanies. Meanies are made by the devil incarnate.
That's probably why I love them.
There's a reason why they're called meanies.
I actually love meanies. Like, I remember when I was in primary school, if my granny stopped in the shop, I was getting a Golden Crisp. And a meanies.
See, I stand the Golden Crisp. I do
we
not.
We love a bit of the honeycomb.
I love Irish crisps, lads. They're no one can beat. But the maize snacks, like waffles, pie rings, rancheros.
Do you remember the Palm Bears? I'd eat a Palm Bear ice cream now. I would.
Palm Bear ice cream. That's something.
Or turn with the bear in the big blue house.
Oh my god!
I'd eat that in an ice cream. Why are
Where
we going
are
just
they?
For crisps and ice cream? Like,
but like I see,
there's
I'm
other flavors like in this world.
See, I'm weird. Like I dip like.
You need a bit of sweet and savory.
Like I dip my McDonald's sometimes like into a milkshake. Like I'm that weird bitch.
You're so original.
But like Joe, like
I
like,
bet you like started it to be like, I'm so quirky, and now you're like, oh, I actually.
No, I honestly do love like sweet and salty things together. I love it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be dipping them though.
No, I put like my dairy milk. I like break it up and put it into my bag of potatoes. Like,
I wouldn't put them in potatoes, but I like a good minstrel and popcorn.
Yeah, see, like I like things like that.
I feel like it has to be sophisticated.
Campaign for tiring ice cream.
I still think meanies or Palm Bears. Palm Bears would be a fucking
Palm Bears would be good. The
in
only
like
thing about
salted
meanies
caramel
is
ice cream.
The only thing about meanies is that they are so pungent, like to the point of I could not.
I just love like the salt and vinegary pickled taste.
See, like a banshee bone wouldn't bother me inside an ice cream.
What about just like if there was like a potato range of ice creams, smoky bake, cheese and onion, salt and vinegar, and prawn cocktail? What, Reese? Why am I not on Dragon's Den? I'm a fucking genius.
That's a marketing genius out of you.
I'm telling you.
And like little bit, but what you should have is little bits of the potato, like in
obviously.
The ice cream. That's
stunning. Obviously.
Do you remember?
And you could do like swirls of like raspberry ripple or something. Do you know what I mean?
But you remember when like Tato brought out the chocolate bar.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
It was. It was.
I think they should do more collabs.
Honestly, fuck the Cadbury random bars. That, Josh, when they brought out that Marvelous Creation bar, everything just went downhill. Just,
it did.
They should have just stuck to what they have. They thought they were on something with the Oreo one, and they were. It was grand. Not fucking groundbreaking. They should have just stuck with it. But adding all these other bits in.
I love dying ones, though.
Putting the question marks on them, like, what flavor is this? And you have to guess. I don't want to guess. I want to know what I'm putting in my mouth. I don't want an allergic reaction.
Yeah, it is kind of a bit questionable. Okay, yeah. Ask another one.
Another one.
Another one.
Can I just clarify? Tato crisp flavored ice cream is a sleigh.
It is a sleigh.
I think it would be a bestseller, to be quite honest. If you could relive one particular day of your life, whenever you wanted, what day would that be?
I know the exact day.
All right, love.
Sorry, no, I relive this day constantly. So, it was when I went to Taylor Swift by myself.
Okay, that's cute.
It was honestly one of the best days of my life. So, I had an awful mare trying to get tickets to that 1989 tour. Girls, it was sold out. I could not get a ticket. 2 weeks before the concert, a girl who I didn't even know that well in school knew how depressed I was. Like, I was so upset over this to the point like where it was actually impacting my life. And she was like, my dad works for this promotions company. He knows people that gets tickets. I can try and get you one ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes. I paid €135 for the ticket.
Right. So I could just buy that for a Taylor Swift, for sure.
I went by myself. I met all these lovely girls who like looked after me because I was like by myself. They were so nice. Like I made friends with this girl who I still follow on Instagram, and she's getting married. She's just so nice because she looked after me because I was young, like I was like 16, 17. So I was there, I was at the barrier. It was honestly one of the best nights of my life. I remember it was like so hot because it was like the middle of summer. Me and dad like went and got like really nice food afterwards. And it was just, and I remember being so like, oh my God, I'm such a weirdo going to a concert on my own. But honestly,
no,
go on your own. Because I think, well, that was one of my top days, definitely. I had a great day that day.
I'm so disassociated from life, I actually couldn't tell you.
Also, no, actually, another one. Okay, can I say one more?
Yeah.
I feel like this was a day that we had together.
You're going to say, I know what you're after.
I'm going to say the confidence class I am.
Yeah.
I think that was so fun. And I think that we were so stressed. And so like upset about it. We were so we were like so stressed about it. And the day just went so seamlessly and everyone had such fun and everyone was so nice and they were so on the vibe and they were so understanding that it was like our first thing. And that's why I want something to come out of this where we can meet like all of you guys. Cause I love doing it. Like, and it's so nice to put like names to faces and like see your support in person, because like, you know, we see the numbers every week and we see like who listens and who downloads and all that kind of stuff, but it's just the human connection of it is just still so humbling to this day. And I love it. It's the fact that people like would pay like out of their money to come and see you do something. I just think it's really nice.
All right, Reese, and you dragging the emotion up out from the dark places of my soul.
No, but it is.
No,
but,
it
like,
is.
It is so humbling. And I think people don't like take, like people like to be selling out like Vicar Street and stuff. And they're acting like it's so like, nah.
Nothing like.
Like if I sold out like Vicar Street, I think I'd actually be inconsolable for about a month. Like that's people's hard earned money that they use to like go see you. And I think a lot of people forget about that. And I think a lot of people forget like that. Their followers are people and you might be a part of someone's day. Like, I know, like, the podcasts I listen to, they're a part of my day. Like, I love the people that I listen to so much because they, like, bring me out of, like, dark places or they can help me start my day on a positive note. And the fact that we're that for maybe a small group of people is very comforting to know.
To be fair, I have a lot of days that I'm like, I would love to relive, but they're not days of huge significance. Do you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, this birthday or this Christmas or like this wedding. It's not like that. They're just like normal everydays, like spent with people I love, you
But
know?
that's nice.
Yeah. And that makes me happy because most of them are like in the past year as well. Yeah. Oh,
I
I'm gonna
know, but like it, but I do think it is nice to appreciate life. Like I think we always are just like running this rat race.
Like I was literally trying to think, like, would it be like a day I got like results or something? I'm like, no. I don't, yeah, it wouldn't be like something like that, like academic. It wouldn't be, no. The day I loved the day I had in Phoenix Park with my dog, just me and Duchess. Like, I loved, you know, the confidence class. That was great. I loved like just random days going to the beach with my friends and going swimming. Like when me and Aaron went to like Killiney Beach and we're absolutely zonked out of our minds, but we went into freezing cold water and just had a laugh. Or like me and Hamish like roaming the streets of Dublin, just laughing about stupid shit and like going to the George. Like, you know, like there's so many different like days.
Yeah, there
Like
is.
it's the small things. There's a
It
lot of
is.
days I'd relive, if that
There
makes
is.
sense.
Same with me.
There's not one in particular. I've been living a good life the past year, and I'd relive pretty much any of them.
I think we had a great time at Lizzo as well. I'd relive Lizzo.
Lizzo was a great time as well. Yeah. No, there's a lot. If you had a superpower, what would it be? That's such a basic bitch question. Just make it a quick answer because I actually don't care that much.
Mind control.
Really? Okay. I don't know. I'd just be able to fly. I'd just fuck off whenever I didn't like
Brianna just
that.
wants to be a like a fucking a seven Boeing 747 that's
Literally,
going down the runway.
like I just want to like not be places where I don't want to be.
No, I'd like to control people.
If you could have a world of one of a kind, hold on. If you could have a world of one kind of clones, what person would you choose to be the donor of the clones? You choose yourself.
No, I couldn't handle myself.
Okay,
I
who
live
would
with
you pick?
myself
If they
constantly.
were all clones, who would you pick?
Probably Aisling.
Random. Just like all lo ashing, ashing, ashing
But see,
all
me
over.
and Aisling have been the longest friends. Like, Aisling is, like,
Yeah.
obviously, we're very, very close as well.
Yeah.
But
But like,
Aisling, me and
she's
Aisling
like confirmed.
like, I can honestly constantly say,
And that makes sense, though, as well.
me and Aisling never argue. It's
Yeah.
so weird for friends of like who are like, I've known her since I'm three, so that's 22 years of my life.
Yeah, I
I
guess
can
too.
count maybe two arguments we had, but they lasted 5 minutes. And it was because we were
Yeah.
probably tired or something was happening. I remember one was during the
Yeah.
leaving cert and we were tired and fucking annoyed. And then one, I think, was maybe we were away somewhere and I had a clue where we were going. And I was like, I think I know where I'm going.
Stress.
But Aisling really, sorry, I'm going to be mushy now because I love Aisling. But Aisling is
It'll be
very,
mushy.
Aisling, this is a very mushy episode. Jesus Christ.
It's giving
No, but
hangover, but not
it
dramedy.
is. It's giving diary of a CEO kind of
I love
emotion.
it.
But no, she just gets when I'm feeling anxious, or she gets when I'm not feeling comfortable, and she knows the signs, and
Yeah.
she and I'm the same with her. And it's like we have this weird telepathy where we can tell when to end a conversation, or when to leave, or when to go somewhere. Or it's this weird thing because we've known each other
Yeah.
for so long, it's like we are synced
You're
in a
in
way.
sync. Yeah.
But
Yeah.
I just love her, she's my soul sister. I honestly think she's my sister, but from another mother.
To be
What's
fair,
it?
you actually look like siblings. Like you do.
Well, since she dyed the hair at FO, we get that a lot.
Yeah, no, 100% could be siblings, like as far
Yeah,
as I'm
but
concerned.
yeah.
No, that's really cute. If I had to pick somebody to be a donor for all the clones in the world, I'm not gonna lie. I'd just pick someone really good looking. Because you'd have to look at them. And like, if they don't want to talk to you, that's fine. I'm like,
no, see, that would trigger me.
I'm like, no, I'm fine. I'm actually a psychopath.
Okay.
I'd pick like Sam Claflin. The ride. I love a bit of him. Or Johnny Depp. I'd pick Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp would keep me fucking entertained. Because you know what as well? In that movie, which I forget which Pirates of the Caribbean it was, but when he has a bunch of clones, I was okay with it. I could have done that. Yeah, Johnny Depp. But Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow.
Okay. That's fair.
That is a dream I want to live.
You can get drunk with them.
I would. I'd sing Yo-Ho, A Pirate's Life for Me, like, drink that'd all the rum, and I would be very pleased with myself.
Fair play.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, thank you. Where's all the rum gone? Oh, Brianna drank it.
Then the two of you glass each other.
Honestly, but it's okay, because there'd be other ones to love me, and they all look like
me. True.
I'd be so fine. That's it. Those are all the questions.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for it to be over.
Well, like, I can find a different topic of questions if you like.
Do a quick fire round.
A quick fire round?
Sorry, lads, I'm in the mood to chat the absolute balls off someone today.
My Christ. No, these are not quick fire round questions.
Okay.
Did you ever have something start out bad but end up great?
My social media career.
Yeah.
It started off really bad. Like, I almost quit multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are fucking awful.
Yeah.
People are fucking awful. And they actually, like, want to ruin your life because you're doing something different. And it's something I will never understand, especially where we're from. People fucking hate people doing well.
Yeah.
Or they hate people doing something that's different to the norm.
Yeah.
And it was very, very hard. But yeah.
You got bullied, like you were bullied.
I was viciously attacked, like multiple times. No, like
fully.
And it's something that I actually have to put to the back of my mind, because if I think about it too much, I actually get really, really upset. Like,
yeah.
And it's something that really impacted my confidence for a long, long time. And it's still something that I get very insecure about at times as well.
But like, you shouldn't. It was just people being shitty. Do you know what I mean?
But now, see, that's something I do realize. Like, it's something I do realize now, is that like, they were probably threatened or,
you just know, not able to deal with parts of themselves that made them feel uncomfortable while watching you.
And that's it.
That's
and
what I mean.
Like, I think I was just such a lonely child.
Yeah.
Because people just didn't understand where I was from. Or what I was doing. And then when I overcame that, I just feel like now so many people understand me more. And I feel a lot more understood. And I feel a lot more
seen.
Loved. Is that the word? Not loved, but like, I do feel like people
seen.
Get me, which is good.
Yeah. I see you, boo.
I see you. What about you?
I was just going to say driving. Like, it was not easy. It's not easy, girls. I really hated driving. I hated it. I had a really tough time. I failed my test 3 times. I passed on the 4th. Although, theory test passed first try. I only got 1 question wrong.
Save
cert.
I know I'm going to be like that.
Driving, I found so, so difficult. I remember my dad was trying to teach me how to drive and the car stalled and I had a mental breakdown. I started bawling, crying. I the car was stalled. People in the neighborhood were like, do you want like us to give you a push? Like, is it broken? I was like, it's fine. And I got out of the car and I walked home, bawling, crying. Like,
dad's teaching you how to drive, it just never ends more. It never ends well. I remember I was on the Raheed roundabout and I stopped in the middle of the roundabout. I was just shouting at my dad.
Yeah. Like, it's a whole other type of just abuse. And you know what? No. Driving, I'd say I did about 30 fucking lessons. It's a miracle I'm on the road now. I'm actually a good driver now. I can drive in Dublin and everything.
Rihanna's actually a very good driver.
I've never had an accident, never gotten a penalty point, never gotten a speeding ticket, touch wood. I've gotten one parking ticket.
You've gotten more than one parking ticket.
I think two. I think it's genuine.
I think I was with you the two times you got
yeah.
them.
No, I think you were. But I learned my lesson.
She learned her lesson. Go on, bait us out one more. Bait us out one more. We'll end there.
One more tune.
One more tune.
Okay. What's the main goal of your life?
Sounds so Sinead Hegg of me.
Do it. I love Sinead Hegg.
No, I love her too, but like, just in case you think I'm like trying to be something I'm not. To be happy. Just to be genuinely happy.
And I feel like that's everyone's goal though, in some way or another. Do you know what I mean?
But I feel like this year especially, coming
like that's your own personal goal. But like outside of like, what is your purpose here on this earth?
See,
don't know yet. That's okay.
Like I want it to be to make other people happy.
Yeah.
As well as me being happy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like by me being happy, I'll show other people that they can be happy.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of people who text me a lot and they're very sad. And they say, oh, this is a bit of solace for me, or this is gas. Like even when I was doing like fashion.
Sorry, did you just stuff, what did you say? A bit of what?
Solace. What did I say wrong now?
Solace is a light bulb brand.
Solace is what UL students use to go and check their lectures.
Solace.
But yeah, basically. But now let's look. I've made you happy.
Never forget.
I've made you happy because I cannot fucking pronounce words. But I think that's my biggest dream is to hopefully just make other many people
happy by you being happy.
Yeah, as many people as I can. Because I feel like whenever I do get a message by someone going, oh, that was really funny, that really made me laugh, and I was feeling shit today, and that just, because there are so many people that have done that for me in life.
Yeah, I got you.
So that's what I would like my legacy to be.
Yeah. Mine's kind of the same, but I just say it differently, I suppose. I want to heal myself and also heal other people in ways that I wasn't able to do before for myself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's so true.
So it's like leading by example, I suppose.
Yeah.
In different areas of life, I suppose. And like helping others to be the best themselves. Like you should see me on a ward when a patient says like, I want to quit smoking, and I'm like, let me tell you everything I know about it, like how you can stop. Like I just really want to help people improve their own lives.
But I think that's so good because,
while improving my own, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but like I think that's so good because like honestly this time that you've done nursing has been such a different experience for you. It's been so like enlightening. It's been so, I could just tell you, even though you have shitty days and shit things happen, you're really genuinely enjoying it now.
I do. The only part I don't enjoy is like college politics.
But that's every part.
Just I don't like the academia side of college.
Like,
I like the work that you get out of it.
See, that's it. Like, I hated the academia side of college as well. Like, I loved the practical part of it, like talking to people and all that kind of stuff. And I think that happens when you get out of college.
Yeah, literally. Literally.
This was a really nice, like, mushy episode. I feel like we haven't done a mushy episode.
No, we haven't.
But I do appreciate like all of you guys listening and all of you guys sharing and all of you guys just being really sound, because you know, we didn't know how this was going to go. Like, we were like,
we're a bit tongue in cheek at times. We say some things that don't sit too well with ourselves sometimes.
No, but also, I just feel like we were so scared. Like, would people understand this? Would people get angry? I remember when we were starting, we were like, oh God, is this a bit too out there? Like,
are we going to be dragged?
Like, are we going to be cancelled? Like, all these things were going through our minds. But it's just so nice that we get messages from you guys and, like, you know, shares and all this kind of stuff, because it means that you guys are benefiting from it and that you guys find this space comforting. And that's what we want for you guys.
I think there's nothing more rewarding for me personally anyway, is that when someone says they listen to the podcast and something really resonated with them, something really helped them, that, like, that in relation to anything social media wise is the only reason why I'm actually still doing it. Like,
yeah, like, and I think we've got,
don't ever think that those, like, messages are not appreciated, because they are, like, to the highest level.
And even, like, we were out the other night and so many people were coming up, like, oh, we listened to the podcast. It's just such a nice, like, feeling. Yeah. Because it feels like we're... Because, guys, I'm not going to lie, it's an awful lot of work to do
it
this.
It is. People don't understand. People don't understand. Like, full-time jobs, college degree. Like, you know, it's not easy.
But we...
I'm going to cry now.
No, but honestly, no. But we've been so consistent. I'm very proud of us. I'm very proud of
I think we both need built. To take a solid hour after this and just, like, reflect and realize, like, how far we've come in the last year, you know?
Yeah, because I think
we have done some amazing things and we should be proud of ourselves and everyone should be more proud of themselves.
I know
we are definitely not in the same place as we were last year. And that
completely.
So happy.
I think that this, honestly, I know this, I'm going to cry now.
I know.
This podcast honestly did save us in ways. This is my favorite part of the week, when we sit down and chat shit for half an hour and you guys love it. So thank you. Oh my God.
Oh God. Okay. We're going to go.
We're going to end this round before we actually start sobbing into the mic. But we love you so
much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you so much. And just know that you're very appreciated and loved.
Love you.
Bye.